I mean, the 80s software would be straight up clunky keys, and you type in a command, and then it takes a minute, and then it says seven. Welcome to Sit Sock. This is Kendrick.
Sit,
I'm Kyle.
Sit sock. This is Joe.
And Kevin.
Do you guys think I could find some auto-tuning software and I could auto-tune that stupid intro song I was
Yeah,
just
if
singing?
you Google auto-tune software, you will find it. It exists.
Isn't that easy?
Yeah.
There's probably Holy an shit. App on your phone.
There's this,
like,
you
I
probably
guarantee.
Go to the Play Store.
Yeah, there's this trend on TikTok right now to have an auto-tune, but the auto-tune tone goes up to the middle of the song, like chorus, and then down again. So it's just like people auto-tune singing as their like pitch is rising, and then it's just really funny. I don't know why. It's really stupid. Don't pursue that. It's just if you happen to see it online, on Instagram, on Flippergaps, on
Oh,
Snoop
God, you're on
News.
Flippergaps?
It just started yesterday, yeah.
I love Flippergaps, man. I've been there for years. It's the
I
best.
mean, like, I like Flippergaps too. I think it's just a rip off of Snoot Suit though.
No, I think Snoot Suit came second.
Oh my God, are you serious? They look like they're from the 80s.
Yeah, that's what they're going for. That's the vibe.
Oh my God, is that serious?
Yeah,
I guess
that's what
I
they want
guess
to do.
it's retro chic or whatever. So.
Retro chic's where it's at. That's what Snoot Suit's all about. Retro chic.
I mean, it's called Snoot Snoot. That sounds very 80s, you're right.
Suit Snoot's diet. Try it.
Yeah, that's their slogan. You're right. They got sued a lot.
Yeah, a lot. That's probably why they didn't have enough money to make their UI better.
That's true. And that's why it looks like it's from the 80s, which, amusingly, is before any software any of us have ever used.
Yeah, it's just like an oscilloscope style screen.
I mean, the 80s software would be straight up clunky keys, and you type in a command, and then it takes a minute, and then it says seven.
I had the most first world technological problem today. I was
Oh, yeah?
we got a new internet. We got Comcast as our internet because we
I'm
wanted
sorry.
higher speeds. Well,
I'm just kidding. I would have said that regardless of what you said.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry too. I really didn't hate CenturyLink. It's just that their routers sucked, and they were gonna like make us pay for a whole new router, so it was just easier to get into a new engagement with someone, and like
That's fair.
if we wanted to upgrade our internet. So yeah, anyway, and we have three people working from home all the time. So
Yeah, except that apparently your upload speed sucks because you just dropped out for a couple
Yeah, hilariously,
comments
as you were
there.
talking about
Yeah,
that,
I've
you just
actually
totally
had
dropped out.
which is pissing me off. I've had a ton of internet issues in the last 20 minutes, so I don't know
Oh
what's
dear.
happening. Suffice it to say that
Oh
I was
dear.
trying to connect my
I'm
I'm
assuming you
gonna
said
just
dropouts.
My
Yeah.
Side is fine.
This is frustrating.
I'm sorry,
Poor Kyle.
Kyle.
There'll be some editing around this here, guys, I think. Don't you worry.
Oh.
I don't know what's
Don't you
happening.
worry.
That'd be a first.
Can you guys Can you guys hear me now?
No, it's, you do a good job.
What?
Hello?
No, I don't. You'd have no idea. You don't listen to the podcast.
I do, actually, more so than you
Hello?
expect.
Hello?
I don't believe you.
Oh, you're
Can you
welcome to
guys hear me
believe
now?
whatever you want.
All right. Well, then I'm gonna start leaving an Easter egg for you, and you have to call him out.
Last time you did that, I did. I won a full dollar in change, in just random change you had in your pocket.
I won some
Yeah, it
French
sounds like
fries one
me.
time, but I never
You
claimed
did.
them.
Yeah, you should have claimed those.
I think they're
I guess
well
actually
past the expiration date.
the longer you wait to
Hey,
claim
can you
it,
hear
the
me now?
better it is.
Yay!
Yeah,
Yay!
I guess. Yeah.
So my internet just decided to switch to the local area connection, which is completely offline because my wireless card is just stupid and my computer's like, "Oh, do you want to go to the faster one? It's hard line, so do you want to connect to it?" And it's like, "No, it's not on."
It's all good, man. We'll edit or not, depending on whatever
I think it would be funny.
slightly more
I heard
sober
every
Kendrick
single
is.
thing you guys said, so it was pretty fun.
Yay!
How did you hear it? If you're,
I
no, I
don't
don't even
know.
know.
I have
You know,
no
not,
idea.
it's
This is the
fine.
thing. Our house. So, like, I'm pretty convinced that there's like this like quantum connected chaos technology bubble that flips on and off from like whatever is the exact opposite of our house, or like wherever my location is. On the other side of the earth, or whatever, or maybe
The
the
upside
universe, who
down?
knows? Sure, alternate universe, whatever, because that's what caused the chaos computer, that's what probably caused all the issues we were having with the internet before. And today,
Your
I had the
laptop.
dumbest problem, yeah, laptop, You broke that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm the chaos bubble.
You haven't touched our internet. But I had the most first world problem, like thing today with technology where I was trying to... We have, like, again, we just got new internet. It actually works when I'm on the right network, but my stuff keeps flipping back. But we got the new internet, but we forgot to connect our smart devices to it in terms of, like, our thermostat and our doorbell. Yep. So, like, when I canceled the internet, I didn't think about it, and everything just dropped. So we weren't able to get, like, camera stuff or control the thermostat from our phone or whatever. It was okay. We always are from home anyway most of the time, so it's not a big deal. But trying to connect them today, I was trying to do it, and I was like, what the living fuck is happening? I cannot get these things to communicate with each other. And it's because I had a fucking VPN on my phone. So, like, in my effort to try to be more secure, my VPN actually made it so Nest couldn't communicate with, like, the other devices because it didn't recognize the network I was on. And it caused so many problems. And I was like, son of a bitch. This is like, the dumbest problem to have, right? Like,
right.
But it was a real thing. It took me half an hour to figure that out because I was like, they're talking. I can see them. They're doing the things. Oh, man.
That makes no sense to me. And I have way too much education and network experience in a professional capacity for that to be something I don't understand, and I don't care anymore.
Yeah, and the way that they do the, like, connecting for Nest, at least, was, like, really, really goofy. It was, like, trying to... If you have something that's on your Nest home network already, it tries to connect to that instead of just letting you type the fucking password of your internet in. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is not easier. Like... Mm-hmm. This is absolutely not easier than just letting me put the network password in for my network. And then you can do all the shit in the background that says, oh, look, these two devices are in the same network. Let's ask them if they're part of the same home. And it's like, oh, man. It was just the dumbest thing to try to solve. And I did it. Oh, my God.
Did you solve it?
I did. I got it working. And I attached everything else back. Yeah, it was like victorious, you know? You just feel so accomplished.
Victorious!
Victory!
How the fuck are people that are boomers or older people or people that aren't tech savvy supposed to do this shit? Do they just
They find a millennial.
They pay Apple geeks or whatever.
Well, yeah. Flip side, as a millennial, I tried to fix my car today and I had a very bad time. So
yeah, so I saw your journey on that. That sucks.
Yeah, I needed to replace my front blinker. And try to top up the blinker fluid. they wouldn't sell me any at the store, which was annoying. But
cheap bastards.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't stock it anymore. So it was just a big pain in the ass. It was like I had to pull these pieces apart, find out I didn't have to pull any of those pieces apart. And when I reach up under the car, the full extension of my arm, into the guts of the engine bay, and I'm like, okay, pull the thing out, pull the bulb out, realize it's the wrong bulb completely that I bought, and put the thing back in, and, like, I should make sure I didn't just unplug the wrong thing, and then my fucking headlight's out, which I just replaced a few weeks ago. I'm just fucking so mad. So mad. I'm just going to call my mechanic tomorrow and be like, I need you to fix my rear brakes and also do this completely stupid standard user serviceable thing, but I'm dumb, and here's some money.
I wonder how much our parents fucked up this shit while they were growing up. Like, because you don't really hear about the time that your mom forgot to save money because she failed out her W-2 wrong and had to pay thousands of dollars in taxes, or the time your grandpa had to, like, do XYZ. You just hear about how they already know how to do it.
Well, I do know that my parents got hit by the changing legislation around student loan interest being tax deductible.
Really? That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. So they took out certain loans, assuming they could actually, like, take it off their taxes, and then whatever administration it was like, yeah, psych, fuck you.
Gotcha, bitch.
And so it screwed them up financially for a little while there, but I'm assuming that kind of stuff, but I don't know. We're just bad at stuff now, as millennials.
Simultaneously good at everything.
Yeah, except for Kevin, who's perfect.
Yeah, Kevin is...
I always think it was funny that, like, the way that people... Like, the term millennial and boomer, I know why you don't like to use them, Kendrick, because they're kind of, like, a little bit too in the box. And I feel like it keeps us millennials, Gen Z, whoever you want to call the people who are in their 30s and 40s now, away from being adults. Like,
yeah,
nobody realizes that we're the ones that are like paying their taxes for like, you know, Social Security now. Like,
no, we're all millennials. Everyone here's a millennial.
Yeah, and we're all like in our 30s and almost. I'm like almost 40. Like, so.
And you're firmly in millennial. The millennials are now like, what's the oldest millennial? Is pushing mid 40s now.
Yeah,
like, and we like still that. Get fucking called out for not doing shit like by.
Oh yeah,
like,
we get it's we like, get well, it's, we get blamed for the Gen Z shit,
mm-hmm. right?
Fucking Zoomers are running around doing shit, and they're like, "Oh, millennials!" Like, no, the Zoomers are like 25 now.
It. It's because it's the scapegoat term that's easy for the olden brains that are deteriorating
because and starting to break
down. They're just like, oh, the youngins are fucking up the generations, all the millennials. You're like, yeah, Grandpa, that's right. You just keep doing that.
You tell me about that. I'm managing a hedge fund and working at my 401k here as a millennial.
Like making more than you ever made in your career just because of inflation or something. But
I was looking at this like compilation list of like all the things millennials have been accused of like destroying. And it's like these weird lists. Luxury industries. It's like millennials are killing the diamond industry and like who will buy the super yachts. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Cause there's no fucking money.
And it's like millennials killed buying houses. And I was like, not for the last 2 years. Nah. They didn't,
interest rates. I was like, I can't hear you over the houses I own. What's up?
Millennials killed having babies. And it's like, I mean, maybe, but like,
yeah, it's like, yeah, it's weird. It's like, you know, people who are like in a generation that's like, not like, consistently getting, you know, financing and steady housing and like income, and like that's still whatever side of the argument you're on that doesn't really matter. It's just like the economy's in shambles, I guess, and people are not wanting to like bring children into the world because everything is looking like the fucking apocalypse.
Well, I think like, you'd be an absolute fucking moron to bring a child in the world about right now. Like, yeah. Only a complete fucking stupid idiot would be.
Only a really selfish, some kind bass of ackwards piece of shit.
Piece of human garbage.
Would bring in not one, but two children into the world in this day and age.
Any time in the last, like, 10 years, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years about.
Kevin,
right?
You in there?
Yeah.
You think you're good? No, you're good.
No.
You're
good.
Okay.
So, like, I want to point this out here. I'm pulling the thing up. This is on Wikipedia's generations.
Generation.
Millennials' birth range is 81 to 96. Right?
It's, like, pretty big, isn't it?
It is, but ultimately what that means is people who are 7 years older than me to people who are 8 years younger than me. So, I just turned 34.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. And that means people, the youngest millennials, according to this completely authoritative chart, are now 24? 6? What did I say? 96. So if it's 2022, they are 26? Yeah, math. 26. Those are the youngest millennials. Anybody under that is a Zoomer.
Prime working age.
Yeah. And the Zoomers stop at 2012. So anyone who's 10 or younger is a generation that they don't have a good name for. So they're calling Generation Alpha. But, like, you think about this stuff, that the narrative where it's like, fucking millennials. It's like the youngest millennials are in their late 20s.
Yeah, like, we're not, yeah, like.
The oldest millennials are in their 40s.
Yeah.
Early 40s. And the Zoomers are going to fuck it up for everybody. God, I hate Zoomers so much.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? They're ruining jobs. Picture. They're ruining money. They're fucking it up for the people that's in the streets, not the people in City Hall.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
That means I'm going to have one Zoomer and one Alpha. Mm-hmm. Or whatever you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie.
You know, I'm sorry, Kevin, but the world's going to end far before that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well,
probably. Yeah, the world ends a lot, so that's statistically likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this time, though.
Yeah, this time it probably will, I guess. I don't know.
Just like the time before.
In the effort to keep this into a bitchisode where we just constantly bitch about things.
Bitchisode is my new podcast name.
I have been playing Elden Ring.
Oh,
My first foray into a Souls game since...
Were you going into a math joke?
No, I just... Okay. It's one of those words I constantly say wrong because I said it. I learned it wrong.
It's fine. I get that. It's fine.
I haven't played a Souls game since the first Souls, and I only got about like a tenth of the way into that because I was like, what the fuck is this? This is impossible.
You're impossible.
Impossible.
This game is not as impossible, but it's equally or greater frustrating in nature. I have a lot of issues, but I can't stop playing. Like, I might need help. Someone help me, please. I'm winking twice
for help. I'll call Amy and have her pull you away from the machine.
I have not
Amy
screamed at a game since Cuphead, maybe? No, Cuphead is not even a screamy game. I don't know. It's been a long time. At least 3 years since I've been like so frustrated I get angry at a game.
It's been a long time.
But you keep playing it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's because I keep seeing people play it, and I'm like, I want to be that good eventually.
Like addiction.
And addiction. Yeah. And I keep feeling like it should be closer to, like, there's nothing to indicate that it's ever going to be as close as Monster Hunter is to fighting big annoying monsters, but I just have this, like, uncommon dissociation where I'm like, it's got to get there at some point, right? But everything I'm doing to try to beat bosses and to get more experience is, like, exploiting the game. So I'm like, wait, if I, like, sit down and think about it too long, I'm like, the only thing I'm doing in this game is sitting here doing exploits to get high enough to do better exploits. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that to be the future of video gaming. So much I don't want that to be the future of video gaming.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that does not sound good.
But it's so fucking beautiful. And the dungeons, I love the dungeons. Like, I think the little mini dungeons that they have on the side and not the main story game stuff is absolutely on point. They're, like, so fun. They're challenging. They're, like, kind of like DDO dungeons, but done in a way that's, like, graphically stunning, right?
Oh, no. The Sahagin found me.
It's not shit like that dramatic, but they're kind of that small. They have traps. There's like, yeah, it's just, there's crazy-ass puzzles. There's things like that. And all the little stuff that you find where you go into, like, the little dungeons and stuff is great. The main game is just, like, a thousand fists trying to lube up and get inside your anus in any given moment. And sometimes a half of them get in there. And you're
That's
like, I didn't know I could fit this many fists inside my anus, but here we are. There's, in fact, even a part of the game where giant hands are in the ground and will fist you into death. I'm not even making a joke. That's real.
Jesus.
Yeah. So play it.
To the anus.
You should definitely play it.
You're
but
playing
don't
on
play
the,
it and get fisted in the anus.
So here's
I'm playing on the PlayStation, but it's on PC, too. Garen's playing on PC.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's where I'm at with that. I've played Dark Souls 1 and 2. I got pretty decently far in Dark Souls 1 and then just kind of like wandered off for a bit. And then Dark Souls 2 I never really got into, but I keep hearing that's like the Highlander 2 of the series.
I guarantee you that you will like Elden Ring, Joe.
Well, like, here's the thing. I appreciate the difficulty of Dark Souls, and I don't know if we've talked about this, because from my synopsis of it, it was more that like I kept getting frustrated. Like, it is one of those where I've gotten like rage screamy, but not because like the game, there's like a couple of parts where the game cheap shots you, but it does that once and then you never forget that. You're like, okay, this is the spot where this dude just pops out of nowhere if the camera angle's not right.
And then a skeleton pops
and
out.
And a skeleton pops out. But like, usually it's because, you know, you mistimed the dodge. You tried to parry when you should not have. You should have been more careful. Usually it's punishing you for your own hubris.
Your arrogance.
But like, from what I've heard of Elden Rings, it's like, yeah, it's like we're doing that, but we're also encouraging you to go explore and not give you a general direction to go. And I'm like, that sounds more frustrating to me.
No, that's probably the funnest part of that game. Like,
is it?
You get a horse, and you can basically run by every enemy. You never have to fight anything. Like, there's things you can do in the game where you can get like yesterday I got one of the best swords in the game. I didn't fight a single enemy because I just walked around and tried to run away from shit and strategically.
If you didn't have a house, you could just walk around.
I strategically walked.
Wait a minute. Okay, so hang on. That actually turns me off more. Here's why. Because you're not that. No, the from that what it says is like here's a mechanic that we built in that allows you to not play the game. The game is too difficult. So here's how not to fight.
It's whether or not you choose to engage with it. Like you could fight through everything, or you could try to run past everything. I mean, you can technically do that in Bloodborne too.
Say, I never played Bloodborne.
No.
I've seen some, but it's like...
You're still... That's not strictly true. With
not exactly. There's just places you can run through and get to bosses and then fight those bosses. Like, there's places where you don't have to fight everyone. It's just good for you to fight everyone because they give you ammo and they give you souls and or blood or whatever, right?
Yeah. Not souls. Blood.
Sorry, my bad. Not souls. Time. I mean runes. I mean blood. Runes. Wait, no.
Shit.
Fuck.
Souls, blood, rune.
Anyway,
Elders.
I think it's worth playing just because it's a really nice game and you get to explore a lot and there's some really cool looking enemies in the game. But
well,
you have to.
I'm open to be proven wrong.
Once I get fired, I'm probably going to play that game for a little while here. So
never.
Well, that's going to happen.
But also, Pokemon Legends Acer or Arceus is like a fucking amazing game, and you should absolutely play that game.
People seem to love that shit.
It's so goddamn fun. Like,
Pokemon.
All right, so in summary, I don't know, boomers and zoomers and video games and
chores.
Kat was supposed to talk about mead, but he didn't.
It was good. Three people or two people on the podcast have tried it.
Oh,
excellent!
I would like to try it. And
I gotta
make
another batch. Only one bottle left.
Ah.
All right, then.
All right.
Like, comment, and subscribe to win a bottle of Kyle's mead.
I'll do that.
Really?
If anybody comments and likes us and subscribes to us and tells Kendrick, I'll give him the last bottle of mead.
Fucking, I don't know, sure, whatever.
Me? Am I eligible?
No,
for it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. You're ineligible.
If you were over at Garion's house, you should have had it, because that's your mistake.
I didn't know it
Garion
was there.
Garion had people over? Oh.
Yeah, we were...
Okay,
bye.